A record surge of cases in Hong Kong, triggering the city's toughest pandemic measures yet.
Today, we are in a severe pandemic situation. I hope that the public will accept that we have to go back to the most stringent level.
From Thursday, only two people will be allowed to dine out together. More venues, including places of worship, will be ordered to close. And for the first time, there will be limitations on private gatherings at home, too. The new round of measures also focus on the need for vaccine passes in order to improve low vaccination rates among the elderly, with residents needing to prove they're immunised against COVID-19 to enter shopping malls and wet markets. Fines for those who break the rules will double to nearly $1,300.
I agree with the measures because the situation is worsening. Otherwise, how can we get the virus under control? We have to be patient.
I think the government should encourage people to stay at home instead. The government should open more testing centres so that people do not have to gather here.
There is no difference between two people or four people gathering. The government should think about how to control the spread of the virus. These social distancing measures are meaningless.
A shortage of vegetables is adding to pandemic grievances in Hong Kong after truck drivers who tested positive were unable to transport them from mainland China into the import-reliant territory. Panicked shoppers swept several local markets clear of fresh produce. Mainland Chinese authorities have offered to help with labour shortages if hospitals become overwhelmed. For now, Hong Kong appears to be sticking to the same zero-tolerance strategy adopted by the mainland, with lockdowns and mass testing now commonplace.
Testing centres like this one are scattered across the city. Since cases started to escalate, they've seen a surge in demand, with long queues forming. Hong Kong's cases might still sound low compared to other major cities, but for many people here, this is uncharted territory. Brit Clenett, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.